The Mitchell Conveniers, I believe, their presentation.
Okay, so the main thing we're still trying to do with this meeting and with the area councils is just build up representation of the area councils and build up strong Mitchell Convener networks around the world. So currently the men and women's Mitchell Convener networks in Europe and India are quite well developed. So we're just so one of our priorities is to do that, do a similar thing for the other areas, and so build up the strong networks and have representatives from those areas on the area councils as guests. And so the action points from that are that we've each taken an area. I'm going to be talking to the Australia, New Zealand. I've already done some of it, Very nice. She has Spanish, so she's going to talk to the Latin Americans, and like Katie's going to be talking to the Americans. Yes. Already done it, actually. Sorry. The next thing then is that every 2 years, I think, there's a Mitra convention in India, so we're talking about having an international one. And Sabuti was making noises about this as well recently, pushing for this. So we're thinking that every 3 or 4 years we have an international Mitra convention, possibly tied in before or after the order conventions that are happening. And as a realistic aim, we're thinking of an international one, the first one being in India before or after the international order convention then. And the Indian order, the Indian Mitra conveners will be happy to take on the organisation, and that's Naga Kato is going to be bringing that back to that there. So you will hear more about that, and Viri and I will feed this back to our own strands as well in Europe, and as we get more reps on the area councils around the world, get them more involved as well. We want to talk as well, one of our priorities is standards for Mitras and Mitra conveners. So this is largely driven by India, but a concern in the West as well. So at the moment, in India, there is a couple of documents being formed. One is around, what does it mean to be a Mitra, and what is expected in terms of practice and ethics as a Mitra. And that is going to be very useful in India, and we're going to take it to our meetings in the West as well and see how we want to use it as well. One of the things I'm personally concerned, I have an interest in our centre as well. What do you do with these huge Mitra lists that you have when you know that people aren't involved in the centre anymore? Every time I go to email all the Mitras, the first thing I have to do is take 50 people off the list, you know, because I haven't seen them in 10 years. So things like that as well, or ethical behaviours. And also, also driven from India is a document about what is a Mitra convener, what kind of a handbook basically for Mitra conveners, and that is almost complete or already complete, I think.
It's been doing quite well.
It's almost there, so we're going to bring that as well then to our Western meetings as well, and see what use we can make of it there. And then finally, one of our priorities is financing Mitra conveners, because we don't fall neatly into one of the three strands. And the idea, as I understand it, of the International Council is that each strand funds itself. So, it's quite a financial commitment for two Indian Mitra conveners to travel here to this meeting. And also, two Mitra conveners to travel to India as well is also quite a chunk if you're working on support. So how to do that? So we're going to talk to Future Dharma, although I think they said no, so it might not be the kind of thing that they... it could, because it's an ongoing expense, so it might be that we have to hit each strand for a third or something like this. So you might hear more from, well, you probably will hear more from us about that as well. So there are priorities at the moment. Sorry, one last thing about the building up the Mitra convener networks. We did have this as a priority last time as well, but I think the what we're seeing is that it needs to come from the areas themselves. Actually, there's only so much I can do from Dublin, for example, or whoever replaces Prani Sahaya can do from wherever they end up being. So I think what I'd really ask of the area councils is, and this is what we're talking to them about, is at least get one Mitra convener as a guest onto your area council. And I think once one Mitra convener is on the area council, they can drive the further development of a second representative and Mitra convener networks as well in that area. Until you get kind of, I think the area themselves have to buy into it actually. So that's a request for you, for all the areas.
How are you going to communicate this to the other Mitra conveners?
We've all taken on to feed that back to our strands, yeah. So, do you mean the exist?
Just other Mitra conveners around the world will want to know that you're doing this.
So. Yeah, well, the problem is that we can't talk to the Mitra conveners around the world because it's very hard to know where they are. Mm-hmm. So, I think the first thing outside of India and Europe is we have to get someone onto the area councils who can be a point person for that communication. And that's why the area council themselves actually, I think, needs to take action on this, driven by our request. Yeah.
Thank you. Questions?
I hate to use the word funding again.
Yep.
You'll be aware in the past we've had conversations about how do we reinvigorate the culture of DANA amongst literates worldwide. There's a huge potential source of income from the people who most use the resources and appreciate them.
Yep.
And it used to happen at a much more local level. People would copy tapes and send some money to Dharma Chakra or whatever. Yeah. And some centres in a couple of areas of the world still send an annual check from their mitras because they go to the trouble of going around the groups and saying these resources aren't actually all free.
Yeah.
But that's largely fallen into abeyance.
Yeah.
And I'm aware this is very complicated and whether people give to future Dharma who then give to us, but that doesn't always happen quite that way, or whether they give to Dharma Chakra.
Yeah.
But there's a single account system now for people who use Triratna websites and they can all log in. And as you'll know, the account system knows who an order member is. And it now also knows who a preceptor is, so it can control access to sites. Now, you can imagine what would happen if it would be easy enough for us to set up a system where people could self-designate as mitras. And you can start to track who the mitras are worldwide. And then you can start to have more effective conversations with them about money when it's appropriate to do that.
Yeah.
But when we've inquired about that in the past, like immediately it's been like a no from different areas. And I'm aware that's a really sensitive thing, data sharing, all that stuff. But until we take that on, it's going to be very difficult to do the infrastructure and to have conversations directly with people.
Yeah.
You're having trouble even talking to the metro conveners, like I'm trying to talk to all the metros.
Yeah.
But we actually have technology that we've largely invested in as a community that could help all that.
Yeah.
So I just want to flag that up and make an appeal for it to be part of people's awareness when you're doing this.
I agree with you actually, I mean one of the, I don't think we can go back to Mitra DANA because the way it works, like certainly in Dublin, most Mitras are already giving to their centres, and often when people become Mitras, I find they do up their standing orders or create a standing order, so I'm wary to build in a whole another level of that at a central level at least, but I think we could do exactly what you say on the Buddhist Centre, for example. We are also bringing in a bit more fundraising for Future Dharma, I know it's not what you want to hear, but into the Mitra course, and that has been met with resistance as well. So we've, like Savedra Matty and I and others have worked on that, and I'm keen I'm keen that Mitras fundraise more actually, or give more actually. Yeah, I'm quite clear on that. But maybe we can have a chat about what we could do with the Buddhist Centre, for example, and we being the Mitra conveners and you as well.
Maybe we could invite in Amal Bhadra as well, because he's definitely got ideas about Mitra DANA in relationship to the centre thing.
That's who we've been working with. So myself and Savedra Matty and Vidani have responsibility at the moment for the Mitra study course, and we've been talking to Amal Bhadra about how to get a funding request into the Mitra study course, which hasn't been straightforward.
Okay.
Yeah. Martin Darnley, did you have your hand up?
It was a version of that.
Okay, great.
It's obviously a discussion.
Yeah. I think more could be done. Yeah.
Any other questions?
Can I just say that wouldn't necessarily meet this request?
No, that's a different thing.
Yeah, that's a different thing.
That's what I was going to flag. We had a thing about fundraising a while ago and trying to target it so that.
Yeah.
The right people pay for the right things, and I would argue for Mitra's paying for
the reps. It makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
It's the execution that's really messy, know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if there's probably a single centre in our movement that doesn't have a messy Mitra list somewhere on the books, you know what I mean? It's but the nature of Mitra being a Mitra is a bit messy, to be honest, at times, logistically at least.
Mm-hmm.
There was someone asking over here?
Could you say who's the person who's taken on to with Latin
America? Virianaya.
Virianaya.
So, and I think she has she talked to anyone here yet from that? Yeah. So she's been talking to you in the Anadarko, correct? Yeah. So you will hear more from her, or you will hear more from another area rep who has been talking to her.
This is another point, it's maybe a wee brainstorm, but just listening to the messy metrolists, the discussions, and I was just wondering. I've always wondered quite how the Mitra system interacts with the overall system. I'm just wondering about revisiting the idea of an international Mitra convener. Anyway,
can you say what would that mean?
I suppose just it seems to me, it's the most decentralised of all our structures,
yeah.
and consequently, I think in some ways the least clear
yeah.
of all our structures. I'm yeah. just wondering if maybe it's not Michigan, but
yeah.
just wondering about it again about international coordination
yeah.
more than it's in place.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you have any idea what that would look like?
No.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, maybe the four reps will be enough for now,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
and I think having metric commuters on the area councils will make a difference as well, just in terms of, yeah, it's been a bit of a pirate ship at times, you know, we just do our own thing, perhaps, and I think we could be tied in more, or in more communication with the structures, yeah. Yeah.
It's a sort of addendum to that,
yep.
which is that when that's come up in the past, it's come up in the context of a conversation about an international movement meeting, like, and the fact that the chairs of metro communities would be the natural streams to flow into that context,
yeah.
and then there's a conversation about whether it's still a good idea to have international metro communities, but you'd have a structural
yeah.
context where it would clearly be held in
yeah.
the way that the order office holds the order
yeah,
communities
yeah,
and
yeah.
the college holds the,
yeah.
the office holders. But until, again, it's that potato that comes up every time, like there's still no international movement
yeah,
meeting
yeah,
or
yeah, yeah.
and it's like it just we bump into in every
yeah,
single area of our
yeah.
work.
It would only help.
Yeah.
Do you want to say anything about funding? Is there anything to add about the funding? About the fundraising?
I don't have anything else.
Okay. Great.
Well, thank you.